Tune in next week for a much better episode. For now, though, courage.
That's my club name. Clerks is drawn by a live studio audience.
Hello and welcome to the 37th episode of TuneCast. 37 in a row? Brought to you by TuneCast, the, shit.
Also brought to you by GeekCast Radio Network.
I screwed that up. I am your host, DFG and Mike, and today I'm joined once again by Kevin, Professor Boss K-Dog Thompson, and we are going to be discussing Clerks, the animated series. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Don't worry, folks. I don't make mistakes.
Oh, the fuck you don't. You lost your internet for the last 6 months. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a minor mistake.
Well, you went house poor. But anyway... Up next is Clerks.
From the network that brought you the rating smash Wasteland. From the studio that brought you the mega blockbuster Happy Texas. And the filmmakers who brought you the Academy Award-winning cinema classic Mallrats. Comes the next sure thing.
I always said this job would be great if it weren't for the customers.
What?
Dante.
Randall.
Randall.
Snoogans.
And Jay and Silent Bob are back!
No! Wait, what?
Clerks, the cartoon! The critics have spoken without having seen it. The movie sucked ass and the show ass sucks. Some high school fuck. Ain't it cool news?
It does, doesn't it?
We're not watching that.
I could shit a better show. MagnoliaFanTrueFilm.com.
I have a membership. Paltrow. Gwyneth?
Get the hell out!
Shit. Pure shit. Kevin's mother.
What's that?
I overpaid for this too, Harvey Weinstein.
We're almost there.
Why are we walking like this?
Word.
Is this some sort of gay thing?
No.
You're sure?
Yes.
It looks like a big bong. Hey, that looks like a big bong too.
You're 3 hours late.
And so are these. There's gonna be a late charge.
Kids could really hurt themselves with this stuff.
Heck, man, they could blow their hands off.
He has returned!
Uh-oh. Jesus.
Better!
I can't even imagine.
Nice dress.
Very good.
I don't get it.
Let's go home, Randall.
Are you open?
How much are these muffins?
Could you guys vulcanize my tires while I wait?
Nothing exciting ever happens in this place. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Urinating in the frozen food section and watching it steam up? Oh, yeah.
Open for business, March 2000.
We are back, and it is time for the history lesson. Oh, before you start the history lesson, I should say, this is one of two times that I will ever break my timeline rule here on TuneCast. Clerks was released, I believe, in 2000, and... TuneCast is pretty much, the cutoff year is 1999, so this will be one of two times that I break that rule. Take it away with the history lesson.
That's two mistakes. Anyway, Clerks, referencing the Clerks animated series, or Clerks Uncensored, whatever you want to call it, is an American animated television series based on Kevin Smith's film, obviously of the same name. It was developed for television by Smith. Smith's producer, Scott Mosier, and former Seinfeld writer, David Mandel, with character designs by Steven Silver. I would give you more of a history lesson, but seeing that the show only lasted for 6 episodes, that'll do it. Let's move on to general memory.
2 episodes, actually. The other 4 were...
I'm trying to give it a little more credit.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, this is probably going to be one of the, if not the shortest episode of TuneCast ever. General memories for me on this one, really don't have any, to be honest with you.
This is going to be the best TuneCast episode ever, because neither one of us have any memories of the show.
Well, alright, well, a buddy of mine, go ahead, what are you going to say?
I was just saying, like, in the year 2000, besides, I think, graduating high school, I really wasn't watching cartoons. So I was just too busy doing other stuff, so I don't have a damn clue or memory. And I don't cuss very often, but I don't have a memory of the show whatsoever.
Right. Well, you know, a buddy of mine, Nick Haydorn, who I had been friends with through Ashley, his wife. I had actually known her before they got married. But anyway, Nick introduced me to watching this, and I remember watching some of the episodes that are on the DVD because he actually had the DVD. I mainly remember Clerks, the film. You know, I'd seen bits and pieces of this, but it wasn't really something that that is like big in my memory. Obviously, I have the DVD here in my hand. I actually bought it from Michael David Sims of the Earth2.net forums and the Earth2.net website. He was selling some stuff off, and I looked through his eBay collections about a year ago or so, and I saw this. I'm like, oh, cool, I'd like to have that. So I bought it from him, and I will be talking about the actual DVD set here in a little while. Not too many general memories. So getting into the voice cast. The voice cast is pretty much the same people outside of a few, actors they brought in. It's pretty much characters from the film, Clerks. You got Jeff Anderson as Randall, Randall Graves, Jason Mewes as Jay, Brian O'Halloran as Dante Hicks, obviously Kevin Smith as Silent Bob, Kevin Michael Richardson, who also voiced Omega Supreme in Transformers Animated, voices the narrator. Alec Baldwin was Leonardo. Charles Barkley was himself. Diana Devlin, I'm not sure who the hell that is. Oh, wow. Air Strong was in this. It's the Giggling Girl. Did not know that. Let's see. Dan Esther.
A couple other ones on there. Jeff Bennett. The most notable voice actors on here is Tara Strong, Jeff Bennett, and then probably Phil Lamar, actually.
Yeah.
As far as actual, like, pure voice actors. It's a decent cast. I mean, you also got Gilbert Gottfried in there doing a couple things, and, they had lots of different
spots. I mean, I think, as far as the cast goes, and again, this is a Kevin Smith project, obviously. It's based off of his first film he ever did. So it's pretty much the cast really runs down to the four main characters, Dante, Randall, Jay, and Silent Bob.
Right.
There is Leonardo and all these other supporting characters, which are all well, fine, and good, but it pretty much boils down to those four guys.
Right. And actually, I will give them credit from what I did watch. The voice acting was pretty good on it. I think they did a decent job. It's a different style than a lot of the stuff I'm used to, obviously, being a Kevin Smith project. But even beyond that, just the animation itself is a different style than I usually am someone who watches. But the voice acting was one of the highlights of it, I think.
Oh, yes. It's funny. oh, crap. I just lost my damn train of thought again. Crap.
This is your greatest episode ever, by the way.
I know. Ain't that the truth? Well, at least I've been able to manage to remember the actual show title and not say, yeah, this is the next segment or whatever it's going to be like.
It's been a long time since you messed those up.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't messed those up in a long time. But, shit, I don't know. Go. What the hell are you going to say?
I have nothing. I'm not going to go through like a favorite or least favorite character in this because it's hard because, like you said, it's basically just those four main characters with a lot of sides still thrown in.
Yeah.
And, so there's no favorite or least favorite for me, especially since it was such a short-lived series, being two episodes that aired. So there's no favorites or least favorites there, but I give the voice casting ensemble, if you want to call it, a pretty good grade overall. They did pretty good work, A-B work there. You can't complain about the voice acting. You're either a Clerks fan, you either love it or you hate it. There's really no in-between for Clerks stuff.
Yeah.
Whether we're talking about the movie, whether we're talking about the sequel, or whether we're talking about the two-episode cartoon here. You either are going to love it or you're going to hate it. You're not going to be in-between, I don't think.
Why did you cough when you said the sequel? Do you have a problem with Clerks 2?
No, I have a problem with most sequels in general.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anyway, what I was going to say was, I actually remembered it now that you started talking, but in one of the episodes, Mr. Richardson, Kevin Michael Richardson, who is the narrator, he did a clip, he goes, and it'll be in this episode, it'll actually be in the intro for this episode, it's like, Tune in next week for a much better episode. For now, though, courage. And I've used that now in ToyCast, and I've used it in a couple of the ToonCast ones, or I will be using it in the future. I just think that's funny as hell, because it gives me something to make people laugh at, and also apologize for whatever audio quality that the show turns out to be as far as we talk. Because, I mean, honestly, I don't have a multi-million dollar studio here. I have a $13 headset, Skype, and a call recorder. That's it. This isn't a radio station. As much as I would love to turn my apartment into a giant studio, it's not happening anytime soon. Overall, great voicing. So going into the behind-the-scenes segment, the series was directed by Steve Loader, Chris Bailey, and Nicholas Philippi. I don't know who any of those people are. David Mandel is the writer with Scott Mosier, Kevin Smith, and Paul Dini, who wrote two episodes of it, who we will know from Batman the Animated Series and a lot of the other DCAU stuff.
I gotta make a Paul Dini call out here because a little note here. And obviously he actually did work originally way back when he was first getting his start in stuff like He-Man and Transformers and G.I. Joe. He did a little bit of stuff with all three of those shows. But the reason I bring him up is because, and I know you're gonna jump all over me because you hate the show, but I'm gonna have to disagree with you. But as I was finishing rewatching all of the, watching for the first time because I didn't watch any of them when they were live, the actual seasons of the show Lost, I got done watching the first 5 seasons a couple months ago, and come to notice as I was watching it the one day and I let the credits roll that actually Paul Dini is a consultant for the show Lost as well. I was able to throw out, so I was like, hey, I know that guy, and my friends were like, what? And I'm like, oh, he did like Transformers and G.I. Joe and He-Man and stuff back in the day and some other cool stuff, and like, you're a nerd, but you know, whatever. And by the time this show airs, the last final season of Lost,
anyway, don't fault the guy. I think there's only probably one man in animation that I really cannot stand, and that's the bastard that his last name I cannot pronounce, which the show that will never be covered on this podcast.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Exactly. You know exactly who I'm talking about. We're not even going to mention it. We're not even going to give him any kind of credit whatsoever. But
although it aired on Nickelodeon.
Shut up. Any other, any other people that, for example, I've been going through and watching back my Alias complete series set, and I just found, I think, one or two episodes where Robert Orsi and, or Roberto or Robert or whatever the hell you say his name.
Yeah.
And Alex Kurtzman wrote some episodes of Alias. I never freaking knew that. Of course, I never knew who the fuck they were even before then, before the Transformers film. But, I don't fault people in Hollywood for working on stuff I don't like. I just don't. I've never gotten behind the Lost thing because, and I know we're going off tangent here, but I've never gotten behind it because I saw the first episode and I'm like, oh, okay, it's an updated version of Gilligan's Island. Yeah, no.
Oh, trust me, it's much better. And actually, I didn't watch any of them live. This is the last thing I'm going to say about them. But I didn't watch any of them when they were live. I didn't get in on the hype when everybody was watching it. I wasn't like that at all. I only started watching them on DVDs, and maybe I like it better because I could, continue watching and get to the newer episodes and skip commercials and whatnot. But most, I would say that if you're a fan of sci-fi at all, or if you're a fan of the type of stuff that most, us geeks or nerds like, you probably would like this show. It's nothing like Gilligan's Island. You should give it a shot at some point and try to get through season one. Season one's the worst out of all of them, probably. Season one or season three, but give it a shot sometime in the future if you really are desperate for something to watch with it. I think you'd actually like it.
Right.
To each his own. You're entitled to your own opinion.
Going on to the actual show, the main characters, Dante Hicks, Randall Graves, Jay and Silent Bob, as well as the setting and basic premise, are taken directly from the movie Clerks. The show differs from the movie in many ways, however, due to the additional freedom of animation provides, as well as language and content restrictions that broadcast TV demands. For example, the characters of Jay and Silent Bob were changed from drug dealers to mischief makers, selling firecrackers instead of marijuana. And the explicit sexual dialogue in the film, which was enough to initially achieve a NC-17 rating in the U.S., is almost completely absent. The series has also introduced a new villain, Leonardo, whose name was inspired by Leonardo, New Jersey, a town in which the series, the film, and the film takes place. Leonardo was voiced by Alec Baldwin. Let's see here.
I don't know how the show ever got the green light, by the way.
Well, it's ABC. Anyway.
How did they ever not realize what they were doing?
I don't know. The show has a pace quite different from the film, more in line perhaps with the frenetic pace of Smith films like Mallrats and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And the creators regularly play around with the medium, parodying different stereotypical plot devices. For example, the first episode opens with a voiceover from Jeff Anderson narrating previously on Clerks, which then features a TV color bar test pattern since there was no prior episode. As with the film, most of the characters are either cynically irresponsible or completely psychotic, with Dante being the only really sympathetic normal guy. Quote-unquote normal guy. As a result, Dante is usually the straight man to the hijinks of the other characters. Indeed, Dante seems to be the more intelligent one of the duo most of the time, in contrast to the film. The humor is essentially the same, but Randall's sarcasm, irony, and witticisms are played as idiocy. Which, I kind of think that sucks, but whatever.
And there's all kinds of guest voices besides the original one. I'm going to read all this, but just to give you a rundown, like we said, Charles Barkley, Gwyneth Paltrow, Grant Hill, Reggie Miller, SportsCenter, ESPN guys, Kenny Mayne and Dan Patrick, Gilbert Gottfried, Patrick Swayze, rest in peace, Jerry Seinfeld, Judge Reinhold, Al Franken. I mean, there was a ton of people running their voices to one or two episodes or one or two characters.
Woods, playing Major Bacalvia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walt Flanagan and Brian Johnson voice Walt Glover and Walt Grover and the fanboy Steve Dave Palazzi, respectively. I thought that was kind of cool that they brought Steve Dave into it and Walt the fanboy from the what is that? Oh, was it in Clerks or was it in Mallrats that they were in?
I don't know.
It was Mallrats. Yeah, you tell him, Steve Dave. Yeah, it was in Mallrats. Anyway, overall, I honestly, outside of the four main characters, I can't stand this show.
I don't know if I included any of the trivia notes on yours or not.
I don't think so.
Let me just go through a couple of these before we move on to the music. Obviously, like we said, the studio didn't realize they were drug dealers, so instead they changed into firecracker dealers instead. The second aired episode is a parody clip of show episodes, meant to reflect back on the first episode, which obviously we talked about the first episode never aired. So the entire episode was filled with flashbacks to an unaired episode, because the only two episodes that aired in order were number four and number two. So they aired number four and number two in that order. They didn't even do it in the right order. They aired number four first and then number two. So number two is a flashback to episode number one, which never aired. So that's kind of odd. The sixth episode they had written was prophetically titled The Last Episode Ever, which is kind of ironic. However, they didn't get to that sixth show. So like we said, it was canceled after two shows. Leonardo was originally going to be played by Alan Rickman, the bad guy from every movie ever, including Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and Die Hard, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But was replaced by Alec Baldwin, courtesy of ABC. In episode 5, the yearbook features a picture of Randall holding a gun to another student's head. The caption underneath reads, "Best Hall Monitor," is a dark reference to the infamous Vietnam photo from 1968 entitled "Execution of Viet Cong Prisoner." The clerk teams were only allowed to do this by parodying said photo and the best home monitor caption as a result. Couple of things. Obviously, you mentioned, or obviously everyone should know, that this is episode 37, which is Kevin Smith's favorite number. At 37 seconds into the DVD main menu, a dog takes a leak on Silent Bob's shoe.
Yeah.
And in the Lost pilot episode, Randall is charging an old lady for her groceries, and the total comes to 37 cents. So there. I just have a couple more here. In the beginning of the final episode where Dante appears in the nude covered by a mosaic, the animation team actually drew Dante anatomically correct and covered it with a mosaic. Nice. And in the final episode, we see one of the writers holding a book called How to Write Cartoons by Seth MacFarlane, a reference to Seth MacFarlane, creator of the show's more successful rival cartoon series, Family Guy. In the unaired last episode ever, Dante worries that ABC will cancel them. Randall insists that it couldn't happen, and to prove his point, holds up a trade paper declaring, ABC loves Clerks. Underneath this, it reads, also Sports Night, another acclaimed series canceled that year. Mm-hmm. And that's all I got. That's worth mentioning as far as trivia goes.
I really like the theme song. The intro and the outro for this, I think it's really cool. The music for the music segment, James L. Venable did the music. Other than that, there really isn't a whole hell of a lot of music in this show other than the intro outro theme. But
I will say,
go ahead.
I gotta wait till the word of the next segment before I make this next comment.
Yeah. so yeah, moving on.
Next thing proves, though, it proves how bad the list is.
Oh, you mean the according to the DVD commentary stuff?
No, this IGN thing.
Oh, come on. Now, see, I've looked at that, all right, and since Kevin brought it up, this is the first time in a long time that we have an IGN rating from one of our podcasts. Clerks the series was named the 98th best animated series by IGN, comparing it to Firefly due to the few number of episodes. They specifically praised the second episode for its parody of the old television staple of clip shows by showing clips of the previous episode as well as clips from the episode itself.
The fact that they ranked this in the top 100 means the entire list is bullshit. I'm sorry. I don't care if you love... You can love Clerks up and down. You can be a cult follower of Clerks. There is no way in hell, excuse my language, that Clerks is in the top 100 best animated series ever. especially with some of the ones that haven't been ranked at all that we talked about.
Yeah, true. The show was released on DVD in a two-disc collector's set called Clerks Uncensored. The uncensored of the title referring to more the replacing of a segment unaired when the second episode ran on television. Now, here's where I would talk, because I have the DVD right here. Very, very cool. I like how they advertise this. It says exclusive two disc collection, and at the very top, and then it says right over Silent Bob's crotch. It says includes all new episodes. Well, yeah, they would be all new episodes, seeing as how only two aired. as far as the features, there is special introductions to each episode by Jay and Silent Bob. Animatics. There's audio commentary with producers Kevin Smith, Scott Mosier, and Dave Mandel. Supervising director Chris Bailey and actors Brian O'Halloran and Jeff Anderson and Jason Mewes. There's character development featurette. There's a Clerks style featurette. There's a couple of trailers, the Super Bowl TV spot, the film festival trailer. And there's DVD ROM material, a script and storyboards, synchronized viewer, character profile, stuff like that. The commentaries are kind of cool. I have watched the episodes with listening to those. I think the one thing that puts me off about this set is the introductions from Jay and Silent Bob. There's only one that I actually like. I believe it was episode 5 where they're doing something by the pool, the two of them, because throughout all the introductions they're saying we're at someone's, you know, we're at this, you know, palatial Hollywood estate, and I believe it's actually Kevin Smith's house. I'm not sure. They portray it like it's not their house, that it's somebody else's, and the person that it's somebody else's house is Jeff Anderson. And this was the first time I had seen Jeff Anderson since watching Clerks for the film for the first time. And he's, you know, he's gotten older, obviously, over the years. But I thought it was really cool to see Randall all grown up. Again, if you're a Clerks fan, it's a nice set to have. But if you're not, then don't waste your time.
Yeah, if you're not a Clerks fan, don't buy it at all, because you'll hate it worse than I did.
Yeah.
I will mention, I'm like, hey, this is the only 6-episode long thing. I can easily watch all 6 episodes right before we do the podcast, just to make sure it's all fresh in my mind and everything. I couldn't make myself watch a second episode. I sat through the first one, and there was a couple good parts. The good part well, if you're ever watching it, or even if you just YouTube it, which is probably all it's worth, there's a, in the first episode, there's a thing where they're going, they're at a meeting and they're trying to go through why Leonardo is dangerous and, you know, what his plans are. And I love the fact that they have a pop-up book, like you had when you were kids, where you turn the page and, like, there'd be, like, a little thing popped up out of it.
Yeah.
And they go through and they're just like, in phase one, and then someone in the audience would be like, well, how is this going to work, or what is he going to do with that? And then they'd be like, in phase 13. And, you know, eventually the whole audience was gone, and they're on, like, phase 29 or 36 or something, coming up with another scenario that someone in the audience has asked about, and it's all this pop-up book. I thought that scene was good. It was the only good scene. And the other good thing is the ending, the safety tips. I thought, you know, being a fan of the 80s cartoons, when you do, like, a PSA at the end, it was pretty funny, and it was, like, the one on episode one with Charles Barkley, and I don't remember what they're talking about. It wasn't important, but it was just kind of a funny parody on all the PSAs that I watched when I was a kid. So there was a couple brief good things, but to me, this is not worth anybody's time.
I like the parody of the Batman show, where it looks like they're walking up the wall, and then obviously a plant falls, and Dante's like, why are we walking like this?
Yeah, I mean, there's some brief good moments, but you really got to be a fan of Clerks to enjoy this show. There's a reason it only lasted two episodes.
Yes. And speaking about only lasting two episodes, only two episodes were aired on ABC in 2000 before the series was canceled. Several factors contributed to the cancellation, including low ratings and the show's not fitting in with ABC's other programming, unsuccessful test screening to older audiences, and ABC's decision to air the show's out of order. ABC aired the fourth episode first, as opposed to the intended first episode, and then aired the second episode, despite the fact that the second episode is actually a flashback episode, derives much of its humor from the fact that it flashes back almost exclusively to the first episode. Additionally, the second episode aired without the scene from Flintstones List, the fictional RST video rental that spoofed Schindler's List. All six episodes were released on DVD as well as VHS in 2006, marking one of the first occasions in which a short-lived TV series has found in success in this format. The DVD commentary features cast and crew who frequently cite their disagreements with the network over the show's development. The entire series was eventually aired on Comedy Central on December 14, 2009. In 2006, ITV4, a digital freeview channel in the UK, began broadcasting episodes late on Monday nights. Starting November 14, 2008, Adult Swim US began airing the series on Friday nights. Let's see. Cartoon series. According
anybody that parodies Schindler's List has no heart, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I know. According to the DVD commentary, these were some ideas that were being considered for the episodes of the show if it were to continue. Randall exploits Jay by making Snoogans a catchphrase, leading Jay to become a recording artist. Randall buys Kit from Knight Rider at a used car lot. The car becomes jealous of Randall's relationship with Dante and attempts to kill Dante and impersonate him at the store, a reference to single white female. He manages to trick everyone except Dante and likely Silent Bob with his thin disguise. Being a Knight Rider fan, I can say that's not funny. Even though I'm laughing, that's not funny. You don't turn William Daniels into a moron. Anyway, Jay joins a boy band. Silent Bob is sad that Jay is gone, so Randall and Dante bring Bob in to work at the Quick Stop. He turns the store around, and it becomes a great success. Silent Bob is given a piece of gum and says, juicy fruit, which shocks Dante and Randall, asking him, you can talk, a reference to the chief in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There's just two more here. Allegedly, in a seventh or eighth episode, Dante and Randall would have added to their cast of friends a boy ward named Robin, in a direct reference parody of Batman's own Boy Wonder, although, like Lando, would probably not have been featured prominently. This plot element was most likely not intended to actually be part of the series, as it was described by Kevin Smith after mentioning that Paul Dini, best known for his work on Batman the Animated Series, had also worked on Clerks the Animated Series. The DVD commentary briefly mentions an episode idea where Ben Affleck would play the King of Canada, episode premise also described as the Aladdin parody. And I think that all goes back to the whole point of the Leonardo thing, where he... According to the cartoon, he and his family, invaded Canada and basically took over for them and made them into some mass marketing production country. Like, I don't know. One last thing before we go to break here. Clerks sellout. For several years following the series' cancellation, Smith has announced plans to make a straight-to-DVD film. The basic plot involved Dante and Randall making a movie about their lives at Quickstop, a reference to the production of the original film. As of September 2009, the status on the project is unknown. In a recent interview, Kevin Smith expanded on the delays surrounding the film. Apparently, when Harvey and Bob Weinstein left Miramax owned by Disney, the split was not completely amicable. The rights to Clerks television show are still owned by the Disney Corporation, who as a result are reluctant to work with the Weinstein Company, throwing the future of Clerks sellout into question. At the 2007 Cornell Q&A, Kevin said, "Due to the Miramax-Weinstein argument, you will see a Jay and Silent Bob cartoon before Clerks sellout."
Okay.
Oh, man. If we could possibly get this episode to go 37 minutes total, that would be so awesome. Right now we're at 29:20. Holy crap.
Ain't happening. You're going to have to add some audio.
Oh, come on. Oh, wow. Oh, damn.
That was a chance to settle for 30 minutes and 7 seconds. Cut!
No! Oh, that'd be kind of cool. But anyway, alright, well, we are going to take a break. We will be back with final thoughts.
Dreamcast will be back after these messages.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Mike the Birdman Dodd from This Week in Geek, and I'm calling in regards to the Clerks animated series. I didn't see the series until it was put out onto DVD. I gotta say, it's probably one of the funnest little animated shows that I've ever seen. This show died entirely too quickly. ABC did not give it enough of a chance. I had a fantastic laugh at the series. Plus, if you check out the Clerks X animated, the Clerks X DVD set, they have a deleted scene done up in the Clerks animated style, which I found that to be tremendously funny. And so the voice acting in the show was great. I mean, he had Brian O'Halloran as Dante, and can't remember the other guy's name. The guy that played Randall. Either way, he kicked ass. And there's all the stupid little injunctions. I think if this series was on TV now, it would have done a lot better. But ABC, I don't think, knew how to handle it, because animation at that time was still very much up in the air. You had the traditionals like The Simpsons, King of the Hills, and South Park. But this series, I think, is a little too far ahead of its time. I'm really hoping Kevin Smith does the Clerks animated movie like he says he's been wanting to do for years. I think the world's ready for it, man. I thought this would be awesome. So anyway, those are my thoughts on the Clerks animated series. Totally worth it. If you find this on DVD, buy it. If not, you are literally a re-re. You watch the series, you'll know what I mean. Anyway, guys, that's my thoughts. Live free or die hard, and I'll catch you guys real soon.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. I see a new episode of Tooncast coming this week.
Now back to Tooncast.
Okay, so final thoughts on Clerks the animated series. I guess I will go first. Like we've said before, if you're not a Kevin Smith or a Clerks fan, don't bother. If you are, it's worth getting. I think one of the reasons why I wanted it was because, you know, I am a Clerks, Mall Rats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back fan, and, you know, Clerks 2 as well. You know, I wish that they would go, I wish that some of those arguments with between Miramax and Weinstein, or Disney and Weinstein, or whatever, would get settled so we could have some sort of Clerks animated show that depicts after the events of Clerks 2. I think that would be kind of cool. I guess that's it. What about you?
I'm not a huge... I don't dislike those movies that you mentioned, and all the Kevin Smith stuff. I don't dislike it, but I'm not a huge fan of it. That being said, I'm obviously not a big fan of this cartoon, although I will say it's not the worst cartoon that we have talked about over the course of this broadcast that still belongs to Dexter's Laboratory. So it's not the worst cartoon I've ever seen. I could stand watching one episode, but like I said, I couldn't bring myself to watching a second episode. It's really not worth it unless you are a big Clerks fan. I do, before you go into the closing though, I do want to make a quick programming note to all those out there, that just because I'm excited about it. I don't want to necessarily discount the next two episodes we're doing, but be looking for, in three episodes, we're going way old school, and, you know, that starts the Hanna-Barbera spotlight, and I'm super excited about it. So if you like old school cartoons, come March, you're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah, episode 40 will kick off the Hanna-Barbera spotlight. We will actually take a one-week break in between that. Episode 45 will be the final Charlie Brown special that we are going to cover on Tooncast. It's the Easter Beagle Charlie Brown, so... I think it's, what, 9 episodes for the Spotlight total, I think, not counting the Charlie Brown app.
Yep, 9 episodes, and it's fantastic old-school cartoons. If you like old-school cartoons, or you like Hanna-Barbera, you're going to be wanting to listen to Tooncast for all of, basically, March and April.
Yes. So, thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. There are several ways to get in contact with us and leave feedback for the show. First, you can visit www.geekcastradio.com and find all the other GCRN podcasts there. The second is you can stop by predicateempire.com/nexus. Those are our forums. And the third is you can leave the show feedback in iTunes. Please do this. We now have a voicemail line. Call us and leave us your thoughts on each episode. Be sure to say which show you're leaving the message for and your name. The number is 502-526-5821. You can follow us on Twitter. The show name there is GCRN Tooncast. Mine is TFU and Mike. And what is your Twitter?
BOFSKDAWG is my personal Twitter. You can also follow my other work at BTVA.
Yes. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast, which will join us next time when we will be reminiscing on the Powerpuff Girls with special guest host Jenny C. from Earth2.net, the show. For now, I am TFU and Mike with...
Professor Kevin Boss K Dog.
Well, that's better than last week's episode. You're just like. Anyway.
Speaking it up every once in a while.
Speaking the immortal words of Optimus Prime, transform and roll out, and thank you for listening. Until next time.
Thanks for watching.